Blog Talk Radio.
Never be the same.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight. For everybody that's listening on the phone, listening online, listening through the double pod amp, thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. For those of you that are new, I am the host, Prophetess Stacy, but I am not the speaker on tonight. Tonight we have a woman of God in the studio that will be bringing forth the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you bless the speaker mightily on tonight, Lord God. Speak through her like never before, Lord God, to be a blessing unto your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your name, not her name, not my name, but that your name may get the glory. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Okay, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, and welcome to Prolific Fire, all those that join in. I thank and praise God for you all. I thank and praise God for being who he is and what he is to us. Now I thank and praise God for also his word. I thank and praise God for being also the fruit of his, the fruit that he tells us to be. I thank and praise God for showing himself mightily to us. Now I would like to go in to, with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for being so good, so kind, and so merciful to us. I thank you, Lord God, for shining your glory down upon each and every one of us, those that are on the air and those that will be tuning in after the show. And Father God, I ask you, Lord God, anything that's not of us or not of you, Lord, in either one of us, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to remove it. Lord, I ask you to forgive us for any sin that we committed or omitted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And most of all, Lord, let us be that vessel that you can use, Lord God. Let us be that branch that you are talking about that's going to bear, Lord God, that's going to, Lord God, that bear fruits, Lord God, for you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you had, every word that you have put in our mouth. And, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. The lesson is coming from Matthew, the 7th chapter, and along with the 15th verse. And I lost it just as I got ready to come on the air. The translation that I wanted to read, somehow it done skipped to a different translation. But I'm going to go on and talk on what God had put in my heart to talk on. And I thank and praise God for the Message Bible in the name of Jesus. But anyway, hope you all be blessed in this word. And on the 15th chapter, it's talking about, hold on a minute, I'm trying to see where I'm at. We're going to start at the 16th verse where it's talking about the fruit and how Jesus came. How the branch was came, how the fruit. We are the branch. We are the branch. And if you don't, if you're the branch, then that means the branch got the branch got to bring forth fruit. In order for the fruits to come, before the fruits to come, we got to first be able to learn how to build, put a seed in the ground. And to order to put a seed in the ground for the branch to come forth and the fruit to the fruit to come forth, we have to put a seed in the ground first. Some people may say, Prophetess Pate, what are you talking about, putting a seed in the ground? Sometimes things come in our life where as though the fruit, it can't develop until you put the seed in. Most people, when they're planting a garden there, they put the fruit in first. And that, as they put the seed in first. And as the seed go in, then you got to make sure you got the right kind of dirt, or you got to make sure the right soil is in there in order for it to come forward. You got to make sure you water it in order for you to water it. So what God has put in my spirit to let you all know that He is the branch and we are the fruit. So we're supposed to bear good fruits. You got good fruits and you got evil fruits. And the good fruit is what it's going to do once you keep it watered. And how you going to keep that water? You're going to have to you're going to have to give yourself to God. You're going to have to go get it, dig into his word, read his word. And once you read his word, focus on what the word is saying. Not only focus on it, meditate. Meditate on God's word every day. You got to put the word every day into your life. And even sometimes, if you, some people may even share tears about how God's word does. God's word is like a, it's cut like a two-edged sword in my life. I'm going to put it like that. And I thank and praise God for his seed that he has put. Plant a seed into your ministry on whatever you want God to do for you. A seed that God will, I need this done in my life. It may be a healing. Or maybe it may be a miracle you need God to do. Sometimes God may want you to plant a seed. Plant your best seed. Well, then sometime, well, probably I may not have a seed, okay? Well, give God your praise. Give God your praise. Stand up and say a yes and a thank you, Jesus. Stand up and give God your praise, even if you may have to cry out to him. And when you cry out to him, give him your best seed. Some people does not able to, they are not able to pay a seed. So you give God your best seed by praying and give glory to him. I thank and praise God for it. His wanting to be able to be a fruit. The order to be a fruit, we got to first learn how to read God's word. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, where it's talking about, he's talking about the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's one of God's first fruit, love. He wants us to love. And once we love, we have to put love in our heart for everyone. Whether they done us wrong, if they done us wrong, or if someone talked about us, or maybe someone you may feel that don't like you, or maybe they have a different spirit where someone is just mouthing off on you. Well, pray for you. Still got to love that person. You got to love them in spite of all what you're going through with. You got to love. God requires love out of us. And the next fruit that he tells us to, he wants us to have joy. Have joy in the midst of whatever you are going through with. If you're going through with a financial situation, well, still praise God and still have joy. And speak the word over you. That's the seed. Speak the word over that. And once you speak the word over whatever you believe in God, for everywhere in the Bible that we want, if it's a healing, if it's a financial situation, if it's sickness, if it's death, whatever, speak the word over whatever is going on. And have joy in the midst of all of it. And I thank and praise God for his next fruit. He wants us to also, he wants to be good. He speaks of goodness. We have to even be good in the midst of everything. Once we are good in everything that we do, we have to thank and praise God for being good in everything. Well, Lord, I don't feel like, Lord God, things are getting better. Speak good things. Lord, today is going to be good for me. This too shall pass. Think of good things that whatever God wants you to think of. And maybe you may say, Lord, some things are not coming together like I want in my marriage. Don't speak bad things. Speak good things. You don't speak evil stuff over your life, even though when it's not looking good. Live in witness. When I see things not lining up like it should, I'm going to speak good things. Speak the word. The Bible said we need to speak those things though they were. And I thank and praise God for the word that we have the fruit right there in front of us. We have the word of God. He will teach us how to do these things. And I thank and praise God for being who he is. I thank God for kindness. You also have to be kindness. Be kindness to those that do you wrong. Be kind to those that mistreat you. The Bible tells us to love those that do us wrong. And he wants us to treat them nice. Even though those that spitefully misuse us, we still got to love them and care for them. And also, before you go planting something, make sure you have the right seed to plant. Because you can plant the wrong seed, and that seed can come up, and it can come up, you can end up with a bad seed. that seed. And the seed is what it is. God is telling us the seed is us. We have to plant the seed. But in order for it to grow, you got to water that seed. You got to give it sunlight. You got to go to it and just tell that seed, speak life over that seed. You can't just live any old kind of way and thinking that good thing is going to come. It's not going to come. You got to give God your best seed. You got to ask God to show you what type of fruit are you. Are you that apple tree? Are you that orange? Are you that grape? Are you that peach? Whatever kind of fruit that you bearing, that's the kind of fruit you ought to be. That's the way you ought to act. Apple is sometimes I go in the grocery store and I don't even like apples that good. But then when I do eat one, sometimes some may be sweet, some may be sour. But however it is, one thing I know, sometimes you may even get hold to something that's bad. And then, well, that seed didn't come out too good. So, but you still, that sweet, that apple that came for was sweet. That's a good fruit. We have to watch the fruit that we put out there. Make sure you that fruit that God is calling on. If you plant a bad seed, the bad seeds are evil. And what they do, they only plant things that are evil. It don't grow right. You don't water it. You don't give it no sunlight. You don't give it no soil. You don't give it nothing that it needs. If you don't put nothing on it, ain't nothing going to come forward. And whatever you do good, then that's what's gonna come forward. I thank and praise God for asking God, ask God to help us to be a good fruit. Help us to bear those good fruit. And let our branches come. Let the fruit grow on our branches where it will produce good fruits. Because not everybody is good. And as y'all see what's going on in the world today, those are seeds that have been grown up. And they was grown up maybe from a different generation. This parent, and then also a seed can be also how you raise your children. You can also, some parents are raise their children to be evil. Some raise them to be racist, or some raise them. Not everyone raise their seed to be what they're supposed to be. We want to think on these things. Always ask the Lord to help us and guide us with how to deal with the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Long suffering. We even gonna have to suffer some things, even though we don't want to. We even have to suffer some things. Sometimes some people may suffer years, or some may suffer months. Some may suffer less than that. But when you suffer things, we have to suffer some things sometimes in order for God to bring out the good fruit. Some fruits don't come forward until we suffer some things. And I thank and praise God for the suffering that he had put in my life. And I thank and praise God for the fruit that he had developed. He has me to develop. And I thank and praise God. You can see the fruit. If can no one see your fruit that you bear, you need to check yourself and ask the Lord to help you to bear good fruit. And Lord, if I'm not bearing any fruit, Lord God, telling people about you and telling people the goodness of your name, and Lord, telling people the word, trying to help people get saved, then we need to check ourselves and say, Lord, help us to be that good fruit where we can go out and where we can tell your people about you, where fruits can just spread out everywhere. Wherever you drop a seed at, make sure it's a good seed. I like it in the word where it says that some fell on good ground and some seeds fell on stony ground, and those seeds, some was even washed away, and some seeds were even blown away. And I thank and praise God. Ask God to help you in the midst of doing what you're supposed to do, and make your seed be worth bearing the fruit. Not everyone can bear fruit. Some people may bear figs. Some may bear strawberry, sawmay bear, cherries, however you want to, that fruit to come up, you're going to have to water that fruit. You're going to have to make that fruit come and do what God wanted to do. Speak the word over. Ask God to help you in your going through. I thank and praise God for all of his fruits of the Spirit. And I thank and praise God for all of the trees that bear us good fruit. And I thank and praise God for what he's getting ready to do in some of you all life right now. In some of you all life, there's no fruits coming forward because it's what you're planting, because it's what you're putting in the ground. If you don't put in the ground what God calls you and tell you to put in the ground, then nothing's going to come forward. How can good fruits come forward when you're not putting the seed where it's supposed to go? Some seeds are not going in good ground. Make sure your seed is going in good ground. Because if it goes in good ground, then you're going to produce good fruit. If you put it in bad dirt, it's not going to come up. It's going to come. It's not going to go nowhere. It's going to continue on being bad. And I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for allowing his seed to come forward. And I thank and praise God for those that are out there. Maybe you are sowing good seeds, and maybe you are maybe you are doing what God called you to do and bearing fruit. But some people are not able to go out there and bear fruit. So those that are not able to go out and bear fruit and to help bring forth God's word, you go to them, those that God ordained to do that. Because not everybody ordained to go out and minister and lay hands and give God word where it needs to be given to. And I thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for the fruit. I thank and praise God for whatever tree you bear, the bears. Make sure that tree are planted on good ground so that it can produce fruits, the good fruit, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, that was my message for tonight. May not thank and praise God for being what he is tonight. Thank and praise God for all of those that called in and those that are going to listen in after the show. And I ask God to touch each and one of you all lives. If anybody on the phone line desires prayer, I ask you to call in now and someone will pray with you and allow you to pray after the message in the name of Jesus.
Right now, this is a salvation call. If you are not in right standing with God, this is your moment to align yourself with the word with God. Block out every distraction and believe. Block out every distraction and believe. Ask, believe, and receive God. I'll give you a moment to temporarily block out every distraction. Once again, this is a salvation call. If you're not in right standing with God, this is your moment. Block out every distraction. And repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner living on my own. And I'm so tired of trying to do things my way, trying to do life alone. I need Jesus. I need a Savior. I believe he is your son and that he died on the cross for my sins, was resurrected, and he's coming again. Help me be ready. I want to change for the better. Help me, Lord. I receive. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family. Change may not be immediate, but the process has begun. And from now on, you can rest assured you have supernatural help. God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and angels, protective angels, warring angels, release angels, all on your side. Praying as simply as you would ask a friend for their assistance. The songs played on tonight were Jesus Saves by Tasha Cobbs and Never Be the Same by Shauna Wilson, also featuring Tasha Cobbs. Join me next Monday when the word will be 12 years and ain't nothing changed. 12 years and ain't nothing changed. I believe that word will bless your life. And the title speaks for itself. Also, if you need me throughout the week, you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. I would like to say a special thank you to the speaker on tonight. Thank you, Prophetess Pate, for letting the Lord use you on tonight. May God bless you mightily, woman of God. And before I close out on tonight, I want to leave you with just a few pointers that she left with us on tonight. She said, keep your seed, your situation, watered by daily staying in the word of God, believing for fruit to come forth, for good fruit to come forth. She let us know that a seed is not just money, but a seed can also be a sincere praise, a sincere yes, Lord. Speaking the word of God, that's a seed. And she let us know that the way some people raise their children, that's a seed. Speak good to receive good. Though the situation doesn't look good, you can't say what you see. Say what the word of God says about your situation. Therefore, that means that you have to daily get in the word and apply yourself to God and to his word and give your life to him and your situation and trust him to take over and do what needs to be done. That's the close of the show tonight. I pray that you all were blessed. We're going to close out with a song. This is a little bit of Never Be the Same, because I pray that each and every time, not just tonight, but each and every time you tune in, that a little part of you will never be the same. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless.
Today's my day. You changed my name. I might limp away, but I'll never be the same. Never be the same. Lord, I'll never be the same.
Good night.